Previously on 1D10, the show!
Formed into the general shape of a tall woman. The flames formed into the general shape of a tall woman. The form began to speak with a booming voice.
And who is this?
Green light say in one voice. The army of lights rushed to Locke, holding him securely and escorting him back to the tree. The tree itself split in half, revealing a glimmer in the air. The lights urged Locke into the glimmer, and the world around him changed. The trees in this new world were different. Wrong somehow, as if they were sentient themselves. The branches swayed in the breeze unnaturally, and Locke could have sworn that they turned to see his arrival. Not only had the trees changed, but the air itself felt heavy to Locke's lungs. The slight orange haze around him. The biggest change, however, were the fairies themselves. Far from the impish, tiny humanoid creatures that Locke saw in his realm, the creatures surrounding Locke were 6 feet tall with black bat-like wings, 6 eyes, limbs that were contorted in wrong directions, and rows of sharp teeth outlining their devilish glory.
For my owl turned to the hound and said, "All right, it's time to show us what you can do."
"That's what this hound can do, you blackguards!"
As the enemies fled through the forest, Rataeel approached Locke.
"Are you all right, hound? Can you speak? Can you understand me?"
"You can call me Locke. Thanks for the assist."
"Aww, and I was just getting used to hound. Well, not that anyone will remember in 5 minutes, but it's Kate."
Kate grinned broadly as her familiar, an owl, landed on her shoulder. She took out the crust of bread that Famayal had offered her earlier and fed it, happily, to the owl.
"Yeah, but if we want to get out of this situation without them, you know, I don't know, killing us, then we gotta make ourselves useful at this point."
"I've been making myself useful for years, yo."
"No, you've been making yourself a slave and a dog, yo."
Rataeel just kind of gently pushes the two of you apart and walks between you to address the council and goes,
"Don't worry, we won't count on him to attack, just to be seen in the city and be known that he is not imprisoned."
"Oh, well, I could do that really easy."
"If you can get us the city, give us the opportunity to seize it for ourselves. The hound shall have her freedom."
Whoa. So, you want me to help you seize the city? Oh no, your price just went up, buddy. I thought I just had to be seen in the city. You know, this pretty face goes at a price, but if you need me to, you know, essentially set up a coup for you to seize the city, that's gonna cost you a whole lot more. Alright, I turn back to the council. "Okay, so if you won't give me money, in order to stage this coup for you, I will need resources in order to create more weapons and ammunition to allow myself and whoever is joining me the ability to set up this coup for you."
"Rataeel, you can get this one what he desires in Balastia, correct?"
Rataeel looks around for a second and says, "I do have my connections, yes."
"Do it."
"Taking over cities? That's not tough. You should have seen me in the 70s. Let's see what happens this week on 1D10, the show!
Alright, so Kate and Locke, you guys find yourself in a very odd section of the city of Balastia. This section of the city has actually looks
looks like several years before, maybe 60 years or so, everything was just destroyed here. There are some just little individual walls poking up here and there. There's a bunch of debris. You can tell that this area is completely unoccupied, except for there is a fire pit with some embers running. So you know that somebody has been here at some point recently.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kate reaches into her pocket and pulls out a note that she has there to go over it one more time.
All right, so I've got this note. I'm going to go over it one more time with you. Pay attention this time.
Okay.
Are you listening?
What?
Don't look around. I know it's a spooky place.
I'm good.
Okay, we're to find help from the pack. This group of rogue yellow fae do not approve of those of us who left, so you will need to do this on your own. When it says you, it means us, by the way. Just in case you were wondering.
Gotcha.
The glamour that I have given you, that's not me, that's Ratael, just, you know, should get you past the gatekeeper without too much effort, but it will surely fade as soon as you've entered the gateway to the first level of the Yellows portion of the city. And that's where we are, so this has happened with us so far. Cool. Once you're in our section of the city, you will notice that it is in ruins. Looking around, clearly, here we are.
Yes.
When we left the city, we burned our portion to the ground in order to show our disapproval of the Purple's reign and the Green's desire to exist between two realms. That said, we, meaning us, should be able to find the center of level 1 easily. There's a square with a statue dedicated to the first king of Balastia, a yellow, like myself. Not like myself, like him. Sorry, these pronouns are really screwing with me. I hope that's okay.
You're good. Keep going.
Okay. All right. It's been a while. While we believe that the city is corrupt, we do not wish to remove his legacy, and that makes sense. So, now we've got instructions here, so pay attention to this part real well. Approach the statue, place the ring that is in this envelope, I guess this ring here, on his bottom right pinky, and then we'll have to wait. The pack will come. Question for you, Brady. Is this something that she has done before, or is this brand new for her completely?
This is brand new for her completely.
Okay, just making sure. So, what does this ring look like?
So, it looks like a little, just like a pure steel ring, except for it does have a few white gemstones kind of placed almost haphazardly around it. Obviously, there's something that is a little bit different about this ring.
Okay. So this is the ring. It's got it looks pretty fae to me. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, your guess is as good as mine. If this is the ring they tell us to put on the statue thing, then I guess that's what we'll do.
Well, you know, it's the first time I've had a ring put on me or put a ring on someone else, so I don't know how to if I'm up for the challenge. But
I guess there's a first for everything.
Yeah. So, by the way, just so you know, I've also that ferret from earlier is still wrapped around my neck like a scarf.
Awesome.
And I have it sniff the ring.
Hey, so. Can you do a perception check for the ferret?
It rolled an 8. The ferret.
Okay. Beautiful.
So,
And the ferret kind of nudges you and speaks to you in whatever way it can communicate with you. To basically say, hey, yeah, smells like a ring.
Well, smells like a ring. Okay. So there's no sort of weird smell is what I mean. Like, you know, it doesn't smell like puppies or
were
garbage.
You anticipating it to smell not like a ring?
You never know. How long have you lived with the Fae? Like this place is crazy. You go through a door and like into a house and like suddenly it's like filled with mushrooms, or like you think you're speaking to a barkeep and then like his head splits open and three other heads come out that might have been the drugs, but I'm pretty sure it happened. This place is whacked. out. So you never can be too careful. Anyway, I'm actually not done with this note.
Oh, okay. Keep going then.
All right, it says, while creating chaos is our goal in the city, we must have access to upper levels in order for it to catch the attention of those who we need. The pack is our way to reach the upper levels. They may resist you at first, but do all that you can to gain their trust. All right, so I guess we've got to be very trustworthily looking before we put this ring on this dude, because the pack is going to have to trust us. So
I'll do my best.
Okay, give me your best trusting stance or appearance.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Okay. More in the note. I will be trying to find help from some of my allies from long ago. As the pack begins to trust you, which we're hoping happens, it is possible that they will accept that I mean only for the best of the city. Do not mention my or the council's involvement. For now, I will join you as soon as I can. Be careful. I know that you are more than you seem, but Balastia can be dangerous. And it's signed Ratail. He also calls us hounds a couple of times. I skip those because,
we're not hounds?
Well, they call us hounds? Here's the thing, though, because you called me a slave earlier. I wouldn't say I'm a slave. Like, all of my power kind of comes from these people. You know? It's because I'm with the Fae that I can do stuff like this. And then she, like, makes a flower appear in her hand, and then it explodes into a shower of sparks, and then it has the fresh scent of pine. If it wasn't for the Fae, I would just be holding out my hand and staring at it.
Okay.
So you put up with a couple of insults, you put up with a couple of beatings, and you know what? You can cast magic out of your hand. Nothing wrong with that, right? Nothing wrong with that at all. So, anyway, are we going to put this ring on or not?
Yeah, let's go find the statue.
All right, so we start looking around at the statue.
All right, and you see the statue. It's pretty obvious, because it's a good 20 feet tall, and there are no buildings around because everything is burned to cinders. And so it's about a half a mile out from where you are right now.
Okay. Well, I think it's probably that giant statue over there.
That's probably a good guess. Let's go check it out.
All right. So we go over there.
We head that way.
All right, beautiful. You meet no resistance.
Oh, that's good. This seems quite extreme of them to, you know, burn their portion of the city to the ground because they didn't like who was ruling. You know, you think they would burn their side of the city to the ground? But whatever, you know, I guess they'd have their own way of doing things.
It's a moral victory, maybe. You know, it's like if you try to rule us, then you'll just be ruling rubble, and nobody wants that, so leave us alone, you know? That's what I assume. I don't really know.
I guess that's one way to look at it, but, you know, either way, it's these people are bizarre.
That's all I have to say about that.
Gotcha.
All right. So we're at the statue. We got to put this on his pinky.
We put a ring on it.
Hold on. Before we do that, I'm going to do this. And I talk to my ferret, and I actually cast... So Find Familiar is a first level spell. If I cast it when I've already got my familiar, it can change form.
Ooh. By the way, does your ferret have a name? I gotta know.
It does not have a name, and there is a reason for that with backstory. Because the Fae never gave Kate a name, even though she knows her name from the locket. And so she never gives her ferret a name, because she considers the familiar to be related to her as she is related to the Fae. It's layered. That's backstory. Anyway, So now it's an owl, and it is going to fly up in the ruins and watch us from afar and make sure that to alert me if they see anybody coming, or to fly away if there's any danger.
Neat trick.
Thank you.
All right, so as I mentioned, this statue is about 20 feet tall, and of course, this is a fairy, which, if you will remember, in this world, they have multiple arms. They have 6 arms. And so the note did specifically call out the lower right hand pinky. But with the way that this is formed, it's still a good, I'd say 15 feet off of the ground because its hand is moving upwards.
Oh, I guess we need to climb up there, or can your owl put it on there, or what?
Well, my owl can fly. I don't know if the owl has enough dexterity to put a ring on a finger. I guess we could try it, unless you want to try climbing up there.
I'll just climb up it. That's
all
fine.
Right.
I climb up it.
All right, can you do an athletics check?
I can. 17.
Okay, yep, you climb up it with ease.
Awesome. And I put a ring on it.
Okay.
And
as you do, the ground begins to rumble slightly. Well,
I get off the statue.
And as it rumbles for a good 15 seconds, and then there's just silence.
I guess that was a rumble to let them know we're here.
And can you have the owl then do a perception check?
Yes.
Since it is acting as a lookout.
Right. Its passive perception is 13. Its actual perception is +3. So it's the same as mine, so I'll just roll mine.
That would be a critical failure.
Well.
Yay! At least it was with the perception.
As the ground rumbled a little bit, there was some dust that went up, and it completely obscured the owl's sight. However, there is something that you both hear, and that is a series of howls.
What is the pack? I mean, it makes sense.
I guess, but aren't they yellow fairies? Are yellow fairies sometimes not fairies? They're dogs?
Well, here's the thing. They call us hounds. I'm not a hound. But it's a figure of speech sometimes. Here, all we have to do is look trustworthy when the pack gets here. So Try to look trustworthy, like put your weapon in your sheath and stick out your chest, you know? Look dashing! Do you look dashing?
I sit down in front of the statue. I'll just sit down.
Alright. And within about 30 seconds, you start hearing this just a group of sounds like padded feet on the stone. Until you see a group of 7 wolves. But these are not like wolves that you have ever seen before. They are a good 5 feet tall. And that's still, you know, standing on all fours. And they are pure black with red eyes. And they approach you. They see you. They howl. They almost get into a formation, which you would not normally see from from wild animals like this. And can I have you guys
rolling initiative, or are they
yep, you are going to be rolling for initiative.
Okay. I rolled a 22.
All right. I rolled a 4.
Yeah. Woo.
Okay, and I just rolled for all the wolves. They rolled a 7.
All right.
And so the order is Locke, and then the wolves, and then Kate. Alright, so Locke.
For my, minor action, I guess you could say, can I just roll a perception? Can I, tell that these wolves, intend to do us harm?
Yeah, go ahead and roll a perception check.
Yeah, because, we're supposed to be waiting for the pack. There's a pack of wolves, so I don't want to shoot the people that we're supposed to, not be, we're supposed to be friends with.
Right.
So I rolled a 14 for my perception.
Okay. They seem to be upset. They did not like that the statue was messed with.
Okay. Well, we'll just shoot and ask questions later, right? Alright. So I'll just, I'll stay where I am. And I will, because I have my back to the statue, so they can't surround me. I'm just going to shoot this first wolf that's leading the pack, I guess you could say, and just pull out my gun and shoot him.
Okay.
The leader of the pack.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I rolled an 11.
An 11 does not hit.
All right.
Your shot goes wide.
Okay, I guess, you know, they caught me surprised. I was sitting down and, you know, pulled out my gun and I missed. All right.
You needed to look more trustworthy.
I guess so. All right, that's it for me then.
All right. And so now it is the wolf's turn. The wolf's turn. And they start to spread out to surround the statue, snarling and snapping the air. Except for there is one that looks content to just kind of remain in the background.
Mm. That's the leader, kill him!
Okay, Kate!
I've got a theory here, Locke.
Yeah?
I think this is a test of our combat prowess.
Oh.
You've got the one guy in the back who's watching us. You got these other five that are going to test our skills. Now, if I'm wrong and we both die, who cares, we're dead. But if I'm right, that means that we don't necessarily want to attack that guy. We just want to show to the others what we're made of.
Yeah, I'm not going to let a wolf attack me without shooting in the face, so let's go ahead and do that.
Alright, well, so if my theory is correct, I don't want to do anything crazily drastic first. So what I'm actually going to do... How tall is the statue? You said it was... How high did you say the statue was?
It's about 20 feet tall.
20 feet tall.
It's a huge statue.
Alright. Well, in that case, I'm going to cast the spell Misty Step. Briefly surrounded by silvery mist, you teleport up to 30 feet to an unoccupied space that you can see. And I'm going to teleport right on top of the statue, like sitting on it, straddling on it, so these wolves can't reach me.
Okay.
Nice. Thanks.
Have fun getting your metal tested down there.
Oh, I'll give them some metal, that's for sure.
And I'm not going to move as well, since I'm on top of a statue.
Okay.
But now it's my owl. So the owl is actually going to try to kind of come down and peck at this wolf, and then but swoop by him so he's not within reach. I don't know if that's possible.
Okay. We'll make it work. Go ahead and first roll for that attack.
Okay. So according to my owl, it's +3 to hit. So. There we go. That was ridiculous. 16.
16 misses.
What?
And as it swoops down, can I also have it do a dexterity save?
Yes. Attack of opportunity type thing going on here. I see how it goes. That's fine. Owl's dexterity is pretty good. 7. That's not great.
Nope. And so the wolf snaps at it and deals 2 damage.
Oh, good. It's half dead. It is an owl, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Locke, it is your turn.
Okay. I'm gonna shoot at the leader in the back.
The leader in the back.
Yeah, so like this guy right here.
Okay.
So, I mean, he seems like he's the leader, and if I take out the leader, then maybe they'll all be like, whoa. We need to stop. Like, I'm their new pack leader type thing.
Yeah, become the alpha.
Yeah. Alright, so going to shoot him. I rolled a 20.
20 hits?
Yeah. And damage, 9 damage.
Okay, tell me what this looks like.
Alright, so once I see the wolves all gathering around and Kate and I have our little conversation, I'm just like, you know, I look left and right, you know, and then I just point and shoot. Looks like I'm going to shoot at the wolf in front of me, but I shoot right over his shoulder and hit his boss in the back.
Okay. And this wolf howls in obvious severe pain.
Yeah, he does.
And as he howls, there is a rumble again under the ground. And you notice about 20 feet away from the statue, there is a well. Something is moving within the well.
Gross.
And is that the end of your turn?
I mean, that was my main action, and I'll choose not to move at this time.
Okay. All right, and before it is the wolf's turn, climbing out of the well, you have this giant troll, which lets out a just feral roar. And then looks at you at basically the entire scene and says, "Me want napping up!" And he actually throws a club at the wolf nearest to him and hits it for 6 damage.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, but which friend is your enemy? I mean, we were going to summon the pack.
Well, the pack's trying to kill us now.
Well, maybe if we save the pack from this troll, the pack will like us.
I mean, I guess that's a possibility. Or we could just, you know, kill them all.
Well, if we were going to just kill everyone, why are we even here?
Because this is where we were told to go. We didn't... your Rotai Eel guy said nothing about them attacking us.
No, he didn't. That's true.
All right, and it is the wolf's turn, and they are turning their attention to the troll. And the one that's in the back just kind of limps forward about 10 feet and then actually yells out in an actual voice, not in a howl or anything like that. And it feels very awkward coming from, you know, just like this canine mouth that you hear. "Hey guys, why don't we get the big thing first? Then we can talk to these whatever they are."
"I told you, Locke. You've got to learn the ways of the Fae."
"Yeah, but they said they'd get us afterwards."
"They said they'd talk to us afterwards."
"Yeah, well, you just shot at us, dude. Like, what is that thing? Like, seriously, man? Not cool."
"Hey, don't lump me in with him."
"Gosh. We just come up to talk to you, and you're like, 'Hey, I'm gonna shoot at these things.' Like, yeah, you're playing with our statue. We don't like that. That dude, he was a king, man. What were you? What were you? No, seriously, like, what are you, dude?"
"Look, can we have this discussion after the troll is dead?"
"Whatever, let's go ahead. We'll take care of this thing. You just sit back and watch us work."
And I say in a lower voice to Locke, who's not that far away, "You know, we could watch them just all get killed by a troll and then deal with the one that's left."
"That's true."
So all of these wolves go ahead then and they run to circle around the troll and they start barking at it. The troll looks at them and goes, "Me no like roughy roughs." And that is the wolf's turn. Kate, it is your turn.
All right. So as an action, I can dismiss my familiar, and then I think I'm going to do that so it doesn't die.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
So 50s now, so I performed a hand action to my owl, goes poof. And that's a temporary thing. I can re put him within 30 feet of me on my next turn if I so wish.
All right.
But other than that, I'm going to sit back and watch these wolves and see what happens from my perch above the statue.
Okay. All right, Locke, it is your turn.
Sure, I'll shoot the troll. Why not?
Okay, go for it.
Critical hit!
Woo! Nice. That's our first crit of the arc, I believe.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
18 damage total, then.
Well, this fight ended up being a lot shorter than I expected. How does this thing die? Paint me a word picture.
So, after all the wolves were, like, complaining about, like, oh, why'd you shoot us for? Because you blah, blah, blah. And they're like, let us handle this. And then as they're, like, approaching it, I'm like, let a professional handle it. And boom! And I shoot him right between the eyes. And then he falls back into the whale.
All right, beautiful. Woo!
Yeah, man.
And then all the wolves turn towards you, and slowly, one by one, they begin to change their shape into these yellow fairies. Now, once again, fairies in this world look different than what the audience may expect. They have six arms, six eyes. They kind of have weird, elongated looks to them. Strange kind of barbed wings, and their joints, like all of their elbows and whatnot, are kind of bent in awkward, weird ways. Like, these things definitely do not look natural in this realm. And they look over at you. The one that you shot in the back is bleeding profusely from his wing. And he looks at it and goes, dude, not cool. Once again, don't shoot people you don't know.
Well, don't charge at people in monstrous forms. That normal person would shoot you.
Monstrous? What's monstrous about wolves, man? Wolves just know how to work together. Don't you get it? Like, we're a pack. We work together.
Well, next time you're going to talk to a human, present yourself in a form that is less threatening. How about that?
Oh, whatever, man. Where did you get the ring?
It was given to us by Ratai'il.
At this, they all just kind of take a step back and they're like, we don't want nothing to do with, like, our brethren, or whatever you want to call them.
And then I whispered down to Locke, we weren't supposed to mention his name.
Oh, my bad. Well,
so like, did you kill him and take it, or like, tell us a story, man?
Yeah, Kate, tell us a story.
Well, here's the problem. I can't tell any stories until I get off of the statue, and I can only cast that spell, once per day.
And then the head fairy goes, just a second. And he starts, you know, waving his hand in the air. And the statue starts moving, and it picks you up with two of its arms and gently places you down. And then moves back to the position that I was in.
See, Locke, you gotta understand the Fey realm. Nothing is like it seems.
Well, that's nice and all, but, you know, I prefer not being threatened.
Well, you did shoot a troll right in the head, so, I mean, props.
Yeah, I gotta admit, man, that was pretty rad. I liked it.
Thank you.
Pretty cool.
And thank you. I turn to the statue and give it a little bow. And then I whisper to Locke, I'm not sure if the statue is sentient or not, but it's a good idea, just in case.
And the fairy starts, you know, moving his hands around, and the statue bows back. He's like,
Yeah, we're like nice and proper and stuff here.
You're very, very welcome. Well, good wolf, we've come from far away and we seek your help on a quest, you might say.
What kind of quest?
Oh, it is a quest of... Hold on, and I pull out the note. 1 second. I think we're supposed to get access to the upper levels. As you can see, us being outworlders, we don't really have a path up there. And so we humbly request your aid.
Yeah, that you can only talk to Alpha about.
Is he the one that got shot?
No, Alpha is... Alpha doesn't roam the streets, you kidding me? That guy's, like, way cool, but, you know, it's like... Like, I guess, like, we might be able to introduce you to him. Oh, by the way, I'm Willie. That's Johnny, Millie, Jenny, Billy, Bonnie, and Benny.
I am not going to remember any of those, but it is still nice to meet you.
Hello there, my lovelies. This is Brady. I don't really have too much to announce this week, but I did just want to, once again, thank you all for listening. This arc, I think, is going to be a little bit different. I'm trying a different approach to my dungeon mastering, and I hope that you notice it. We have some fun stuff planned, and so let's just get right back into the episode.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so, like, here's the thing. Like, Alpha sent us out to do some stuff, and it's like, you know, usually I'd be able to do it pretty good. You know, like, I know what I'm doing, man. I'm good. I'm an awesome beta. You know what I mean, man? Do you get what I'm saying?
No, but continue.
All right, so, like, he sent me out to do stuff, but then your guy had to go and shoot my wing.
Yeah, sorry about that. But like I said, next time, come at us not snarling wolves, and you won't get shot.
So, like, man, it's like, you gotta respect each other, man. It's like, now I don't know that I'm gonna be able to do any of this crap I'm supposed to do.
I'm sure you can take care. I'm sure you're quite capable being, you know, the pack mentality. You guys help each other out, right?
Yeah, but it, like, if you guys want to talk to Alpha, if you want to be part of the pack, I think you guys have to prove yourselves as well, right, man?
Hold on a second. How can you say that this man has not proved himself? He just shot a troll with one headshot right in the face to save all of your butts.
All right, go ahead and try a persuasion check.
All right.
This is going to be a very hard one.
I'm sure it will. There you go. 11?
No.
Okay.
No, man. Like, I can't send you to Alpha saying, yeah, this guy shot a troll in the face. Like, oh, wow. Ooh. The troll's face is, like, 5 feet wide, man. Those things are ugly and, like, big. So it's like, ooh. Man, you can hit that target. Oh, that's so cool and all, you know? Like, man, nah.
Well, I could show you on a smaller target like your head. And I, like,
ooh,
and I, like,
scary.
I cock, as I do that, I cock the gun and point it at him.
All right, go ahead and roll an intimidation check.
That's the idea! 6!
Nope.
Ooh, Mr. Scary. Ooh, look at this thing. It, like, shoots metal out. Ooh, no, man, that's nothing to me. That's nothing. Like, yeah, you got me. You grazed me good. You know, I get that, man. I get that. But don't try to bring that here, you know, man?
So I'm going to turn to Locke, and I'm going to be like, so, obviously, these guys are idiots. I think we probably should speak to their pack. I'm saying this, like, in a low voice so they can't hear. We should probably talk to their pack leader. We might be able to get more out of him. These guys seemed a little, baked.
Yeah. So, how do we go about that, since they're not too happy about us?
Well, probably not by pointing guns at them. Just a thought.
Well, you know, they are dumb, so that's on them.
So, man, like, do you want to, like, run our errands for us? Like, if you do that, like, I'll totally set you up with Alpha. Like, I'll get you there, you can talk to him, and we'll be, like, super chill about it. And, you know, like, he can get you up to the upper levels, you know. I promise you, man, it's, like, nothing too tough, right?
Well, tell us what your errand is, and then we'll consider it.
Oh, yeah, I got a list here, let me give it to you. And he starts reaching through his pack that he has. And it's actually a fanny pack, because, you know, how are you going to wear, like, a backpack or a sack or anything like that on these weird bodies? So it's a fanny pack.
While he's rummaging through his fanny, I'm going to make my owl reappear, and he's going to fly up to the top of the statue. He sells to be an owl. Because it costed another casting of the spell to change his form, but he's going to keep a lookout just in case.
All right, and so this wolf fairy, Willy, pulls out this piece of paper that's kind of like shredded on one side a little bit, and it's wet with who knows what sort of liquid or something is on this. And he hands it over to Locke.
But don't we, like, need to be able to get into the city to do these things?
Dude, you're in the city. Like, when you talk to the gatekeeper, like, everyone has access to level one, man. Like, everyone has access to all the level ones out there, you know? Like, go over to the UFS, you know, deal with those weirdos that they have there, all those weird creatures of different sizes and whatnot. You can go to the purples if you want a bunch of hoity-toity crappy people. You can go to the greens if you want to be weirded out by, like, how they, like, are so weird and, like, all in touch with each other, but not, like, in a cool pack way, but, like, in a weird, hi, we're like a hive mind sort of way, you know? You can go anywhere, man.
Okay, so we need to complete everything on this list?
Yeah, I mean, just do what you can.
Alright, we'll figure it out.
Alright, and then all of these fairies go and they sit around the campfire that's over in the corner next to this wall, and you can hear Willy just going, no, man, just like, do you have like some sort of salve to put on this? Look in your pack. Hey, what about you, man? Like, man, this wing hurts. Like, I didn't want to let that guy know that it really was hurting, but man, it does kind of sting, you know? And, you know, they just keep talking amongst themselves.
Right. All right, Kate. I guess we need to go on some errands.
So it would seem. And then I leaned in closer to Locke, and I'm like, don't worry, I'm keeping an eye on him. And I look in the direction of the owl.
Alright, and why don't you go ahead and read what is on the note for the audience.
Alright, so it says, collect the debt. So there's swords and such, purple, obviously the purple area of the city. 250 gold, there's bling from green, 170 gold, and then budding talent from the USS, so that's Umbrella, Foxtrot, Sierra, just so
the uncategorized space societies.
There you go. 420 gold, and then it says, silence the squealer, Booms has to go, find him somewhere in UFS. And then grease the pockets. Give the gatekeeper anything that he needs. I mean, we're probably closest to the gatekeeper, right?
Yeah, how much does Kate know of the layout of this area?
I mean, the yellows abandoned the city, and so you would have no idea other than what you've been told and what you've seen how this city actually works.
Gotcha. Your guess is as good as mine, but I'll tell you one thing. Maybe we can figure out where this is. Hold on, give me one second. And, like, her eyes kind of roll back in her head, and she looks like she's blind for a second. And then you hear from the owl, I'm going to take a look, in Kate's voice. I'm going to take a look. And the owl flies up and gets an owl's eye view of the city.
Ugh. Magic. And Locke just, like, rubs his forehead like he has a headache.
So, can I see where these places are from an owl's eye view?
From an owl's eye view, you can. However, you see that there are walls. So, go ahead and roll a perception check for the owl.
Dang it, this stupid owl's still blind.
This owl is so blind.
That was a critical failure.
Again.
A critical failure. So, the owl goes up and it just keeps on getting distracted by this statue that was moving. And so it just keeps on staring at the statue instead of looking around for you.
Nice.
All right. My Kate's eyes are going to go back to normal, and she's going to be like, so here's the thing. It's an owl. It gets distracted sometimes. I think I got a good enough view of the layout of the city. I'm not really sure where any of these are specifically located, though, but I can tell you where the walls are.
Right. And Brady, didn't we come through the gate?
Yes. So, and that's actually part of the note that Kate did not read out loud.
Yeah, we went through the gate.
Yeah.
Right.
So, which says... Okay, let me see.
No, the glamour I've given you should get you past the gatekeeper without too much effort. I did read that. I just kind of skimmed over it.
Right. So, we know where the gatekeeper is, so maybe we should just go do that one first.
Okay.
Couldn't hurt.
All right. We go back to the gatekeeper, but this time we look different, obviously.
Okay. Beautiful. And so you walk back. There's this archway that says gateway on it. And it's just kind of standing in the middle of a street. And as you approach it and walk through it, suddenly you are in this giant white room where you guys had been before, and you see this little dwarven-like creature sitting at a desk, writing furiously on a piece of paper and then just kind of tossing it and getting frustrated. And he looks up and he sees you, and he goes, "Hey, what are you doing? Where did you come from? Wait.
We came from the city, so we're already in there, as you can tell from the entrance we came in. Okay, I'm just going to get quickly to this, my friend. The pack said that we should be able to, that you need something, and that we can help you get that thing.
The pack. I am so tired of the pack. He stands up and he starts pacing just maddeningly, and he goes, the pack just keeps on thinking that they can just do whatever they want. They can just keep on going in between all the gateways and that I won't notice. They do all sorts of tricks on me, and I am getting so tired of them. And I tried to talk to my superior about them, and they just, I hate the pack. What did they want?
I don't know. It says they told us that we should give you what you need. Maybe they feel bad about giving you so much grief, and so is there something you need or want that we can help you procure?
And if by doing so, can we just bypass the pack and get your permission to move on?
Yeah, I mean, if we can get your permission, and maybe we can help you with the pack and tell them to leave you alone, or there could be something could happen. Who knows?
Look. What is with you people from the Elven Realm thinking that I can give all the permissions in the world? You would not believe it. Just the other day, I had this grouping here. And, you know, now, you have to keep in mind, I have not seen anybody from your realm in hundreds of years. And then all of a sudden, within 1 week, poof, I have, like, a bunch of you.
Who were the other people you met? Can you describe them?
I don't want to. They were people. You know, just people. What? Why should I tell you? That's not what's important here.
All right. Well, I mean,
we're just being We're just being curious. You know us outworlders. We're all very curious and capricious and unpredictable people, right? I mean...
The bottom line is I can only give permission for the first level, okay? That's it. I can't give you any permissions beyond that.
Okay, well then what is it that you need? Or want?
Get you what you want. Can you at least get us an audience with the alpha of this pack? Because the rest of the pack, they seemed a little, stoned.
I don't know the alpha. All I know is that these things come running in, they cause havoc, they just run to whatever gateway they want, and you know what, I can let them do it, I can put up with it a little bit, if you help me, alright? Okay, look. So, there's... The gatekeeper for the second level, he likes to kind of law things over me. Like, he thinks he's so smart, that he's so clever. He gives me these riddles, and he thinks that he can just, you know, do whatever he wants, and that I'll never get it. And, you know, the thing is, I can't get it. I feel like an idiot. I've been stressing so much over a few of these. If you can answer these riddles for me, sure. I will let the pack do whatever they would like.
Okay. We can try to help you with some riddles. What are they?
Okay. The first one. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Sure.
I build castles, yet tear down mountains. Make some men blind, and others see. What am I?
Build castles but tear down mountains.
Make some men blind and others see. What am I?
I rolled a 2 on my intelligence, so I don't... I'm thinking.
Huh. Give me 1 second. Thinking.
Are you just Googling it?
Oh. That's a good idea, though.
Oh, come on! Don't cheat at my riddles!
Okay, I build castles, but I tear down mountains. So what can build and destroy?
Rocks.
Okay.
Make some men blind and others see.
Glass. Water.
I have a couple of others to give you if you want to try. If I could get at least 2 of these riddles back to that pompous, arrogant level 2 gatekeeper, that's all I need. That's all I need.
Wait, technically, can't a wizard do all those things?
Maybe, but I don't want to go back to him being like, oh, well, a wizard did it. Like, that's... I could use that for any of these riddles, pretty much.
Can we just talk to the level 2 gatekeeper? If he's so pompous, maybe we can take him down a peg for you.
That would involve you being able to access level 2, which I cannot give you permissions to do, once again.
Well, how did he send you these riddles, then? Maybe we can use the same method to access, to give him a riddle.
Well, I can talk to him, but you can't talk to him. It's all magic.
Yeah, because I don't know any magic at all. And at that, I, like, cast Eldritch Blast at the riddle paper.
All right.
Wait. So, okay, let's think about it. I think you had an idea. You were kind of on the thing... for, like, glass. Right? So, okay, so glass is made out of rock or sand, right? Can make and you make people see. Castles are made of rocks. And sand is rocks.
I got a 13 on my casting Eldritch Blast at the riddle paper.
I just don't...
Yeah, the riddle paper just catches fire, and the guy drops it and goes, ah!
And the That's gonna be my answer.
Sand.
Sand.
Really?
Because sand is a rock. Sand is glass. I guess sand, you know, tear down mountains. I guess the sands of time. I don't know. And then blind. You could throw sand in people's face and they go blind, right?
Sand castle.
You know what?
A sand castle. Yeah, there you go.
I think that works. Let me just go ahead and I'll get that over to him. You want to try another one for me? I'm liking this.
Yeah, give
you
it to
you guys. You guys are all right. I like it.
Oh, thanks. Give me another one.
Okay. Let me see here. What is it that you keep when you don't need it?
Time.
But you throw out when you do need it.
Time.
No, that doesn't make sense. You keep time when you don't need it?
Yep.
By the way, real quick, the Eldritch Blast spell, it does force damage, which means it wouldn't catch fire. It would just, like, fly across the room really hard.
Okay, beautiful. It flew across the room very hard.
All right. So, what... Okay, say it again.
Okay. It's... What is something that you keep when you don't need it, and you throw it out when you do need it?
Food? Like, you keep when you don't need it, but you throw out when you
garbage.
Do need garbage?
Garbage can?
What do you keep when you don't need it?
Hold on, let me think real hard. 5. I rolled a 5 on my intelligence.
Here's the thing. If you roll above a 15, I will let you Google it.
Well, a 5 isn't going to help there.
Barry, if you roll above a 15...
Aha! You rolled a 19.
Okay, you can Google this one.
Oh, okay. Okay. What... Do
something that you keep when you don't need it, and you throw it out when you do need it.
Something.
And I'm trying to think. Thistle?
You keep when you.
A promise?
Don't need.
A secret?
It. Riddle. What do you throw out when you need it, but put away when you don't? An anchor!
Oh my gosh! That is so simple, because you don't need it, you keep it, you do need it, you throw it out so that it keeps the boat still or whatnot.
Right, yeah, totally.
Oh wow.
Makes sense.
Wow. Beautiful. You, sir, are very intelligent.
Oh, thanks.
You know what? You can tell a pack, they can go ahead, they can run wild, run amok through these gateways. I'll just turn a blind eye.
Well, if you ever do need anything else from us, let us know.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I very much appreciate it. Do you have a riddle that I can send back at this guy that will drive him crazy?
Ooh. Let's see.
Hold on. Let me see if I can think of one. 4. Nope.
Wow, Kate is just not getting these intelligence rolls.
She just has no patience for riddles.
So, you can give him this riddle. If he would have seen the sawdust, he would have lived.
Okay. All right. And what's the answer to that one?
So, the answer is that there was a dwarf, right? And a dwarf has a cane because he's blind. But this dwarf also is an entertainer. And his friend played a joke on him by sawing his cane to make him, so his cane wouldn't touch the ground. But the dwarf thought he was growing and then became so depressed that he was going to lose his job in entertainment because no one wants to see a tall dwarf. Then he killed himself.
That is so dumb and needlessly complicated, and I love it!
Right?
And he writes it down.
I love this, I love this. go ahead and go wherever you want. I mean, obviously, just level one, but, you know, feel free to have your run of the place.
Oh, riddles! I'm great at these! Why is a raven like a writing desk? I don't get it. But I'm sure that you'll get it next week on 1D10, the show!